This is Perek Yud Pasuk Beis. Perek Yud Pasuk Beis. Lo echad al aluchos es hadvarim asher hayu aluchos hanishanim asher shibarta. There's some time, but over here it says, I will write, Hashem says to Moshe, I want you to come upstairs to Shemayim and bring with you two tablets, like a doctor. You take two tablets and call me in the morning and come back to me in the morning. And when you come back to me in the morning, I'll write you a prescription. I'll write which you smashed, and the samtam ba'orin, and then when you get the luchos, put the luchos in a box. Rashi pasuk beis, there is no Rashi. We did this already. No Rashi. What do we say in the Targum? Vo'echtav al luchayo yos pisko mayo dahava al luchayo kad moe dita barta. I will write on the luchos the words which were on the luchos, the first luchos, which you broke. U se shaveinun, and you shall put these luchos ba'aroina in a box. Now over here, let me just look over here if I have any comments over here on the side of the page in this commentary. Yeah, we have a comment over here. He writes, Dita barato l'shon shavira v'chein l'shon tarva b'gomara shakavon b'vaday sh'shoivim zezeh Zuzu umish shanazu lo shanazu avol beveru sharishim kosa da haaruch v'shem rechanal shi shavua. Ooh, so what does that mean over here? Shavua tavra umish shanazu lo shanazu. Okay, that's a Gemara thing. Okay, we'll leave it out for now. I understand this. Okay, let's go further. That's it. Pasuk Gimel. Va'as Aaron natzei shitim. So Moshe went. Yep.
Why did Hashem tell bring two tablets up? Why couldn't Hashem provide in Shemayim with tablets? Why do you have to bring his own tablets?
Right, that's an excellent question. That's the one of the most fundamental differences between the first set of luchos and the second set of luchos. The first set of luchos, Hashem, it was the luchos, v'haluchos, ma'asei Elokim heima. The first set of tablets, the tablets themselves were a creation of God. And the second luchos, it was psol lecha. You have to provide the matter. So that is a fundamental difference between the two. And you can argue there are advantages and disadvantages. Obviously, a disadvantage, it's less spiritual. But an advantage, think of it like this. Psal lecha, if Moshe is providing the luchos, the tablets, it sort of solidifies the Torah. The Torah now has been captured in the Gashmias. And once something is captured in the Dover Gashmi, it can't go anywhere. It's trapped. See, if something is spiritual, so easy come, easy go. You have gas, let's say in this world, you have gases. There's a gas. The wind comes and blows it away. You have a fragrance, right? A fragrance. You can't capture it. Because you can't capture it, it smells good. I walk into a room and there's a delicious aroma. So it's delicious. What's the problem? The problem is the second the wind comes, it's gone. But if you're able to go and take the spirituality, let's say the fragrance, and you're able to suck it into an enclosure, and you make it into a Dover Gashmi, you got it. It's not going anywhere. So until now, the first luchos, the luchos was written on tablets that were made in Shemayim. It says in the pasuk, that the haluchos were ma'asei Elokim. Anything that is ma'asei Elokim obviously means that it's completely spiritual. If it's completely spiritual, there's a lack of substance. Easy come, easy go. The luchos shniyos have an advantage. That it was Gashmias. Moshe Rabbeinu provided stone from this world, and Hashem etched into that stone the Torah. That gave the Torah a permanence in this world that cannot just easily disappear. So in a certain way, there is an advantage in the Luchos Shniyos. The Gemara says that the Luchos Shniyos had the advantage that the letter Tes, in the first Luchos, it did not have the letter Tes. The letter Tes represents Tov, good, blessing, Tov. And the reason why there was no Tes in the first Luchos is because Hashem knew that it would be shattered, and Hashem did not want Chas V'Shalom Paska Toiva MiYisrael. Hashem did not want that a Tes should be damaged, should be destroyed. The Luchos Shniyos was not going to be destroyed.
If there was no test, what happened then? Was something missing? There's no test.
So it wasn't exactly the same. The Luchos, there are at least 22 glaring differences between the first Luchos and the second Luchos. The text, it's not exactly, the words are different. In the Luchos Rishonis, it says by Shabbos, it says Zochor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadoshoy. In the Luchos Shniyos, it says Shomor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadoshoy. It's different. It's a different nusach. It's a different. And one of the differences is that when it comes to Kibbut Avayim, in the Luchos Rishonis, it says L'mani Yarichon Yamech U'L'mani. In the Rishonis, it does not say U'L'mani Yitav Lach. It says L'mani Yarichon Yamech. Al Ho'adama. It omits Ulaman Yitav Lach. And the Luchos Shniyos, it says Laman Yitav Lach. The Luchos Shniyos has an advantage of it saying Laman Yitav Lach. So what do you see? The Luchos Shniyos definitely has advantages that the Luchos Rishonos did not have. And Mr. Glatter is saying very correctly is that the Luchos, one of the major differences in the Luchos Shniyos was the tablets were spiritual matter. Something that is spiritual, there's no substance. I mean, we don't understand what it means, but I would imagine that it's fleeting. It can just easily disappear. The fact that the Luchos Shniyos were given, Hashem said to Moshe, "Psol lucha, you shall fashion the stones." The stones are made from matter, and on that matter, that physical matter, Hashem etched the words of the Torah. That gave the Torah a kiyum in this world. Okay, let's go further. Let's now go to the next pasuk. The pasuk over here says, pasuk gimel says, "Va'as adon atzeishitim va'efsal eshnei luchos avonim korishanim va'al ha'ora." Moshe says, "I did what I was told to do. I made an oroin made out of atzeishitim, and I chiseled." Shnei luchos avonim kori shanim, two stones like the original stones, and I ascended the mountain. Ushnei haluchos biyadi, and the two tablets were in my hand. Notice Moshe did not make two trips. You see, if it was me, isn't that funny to say that? If it was me, I would go up twice. I couldn't carry two tablets in one shot. I would first schlep up the mountain. One tablet, I would go back down, take a rest, and schlep up the second tablet. I couldn't do both in one shot. Moshe brought them both up in one shot.
And super energy.
Superhuman. How heavy were they? I have no idea how heavy were the tablets. I have no idea how heavy they were. Okay, now what is it in the Targum? This possible. There's no Rashi on this. The Targum Pasuk Gimel says, Va'avadis arono de'o'e shitin. I made a box of wood of shitin, a certain type of wood. Okay, avne shitin, and ufisalis train luche avnayo ke kadmo'e, and I chiseled two tablets of stone like the original ones. Usalekis litura, I ascended the mountain. And in my hands are two tablets. Pasik Dalid. Hashem wrote on the tablets like the first writing. Asa set us on the ten devarim. The ten devarim. Asher dibra Hashem alechem bohor. Mitocho esh v'yom akohol. Like what Hashem spoke on the mountain from the fire. on the day of assembly, Vayitneim Hashem Eloyin Hashem gave me the tablets. I mean, these psukim, these are really very difficult to understand. It's extremely difficult to comprehend these psukim because Hashem is not a human being. Hashem is completely spiritual. What does this mean? Hashem, He wrote on the tablets and Hashem gave it to me. You're making Hashem into a davar gashmi? I mean, you know, when we're children, you read these psukim, you know, you don't think too much about it. You watch the movie, The Ten Commandments. But to read these psukim, you know, you get a little older, a little more mature. What does this mean? What does this mean exactly? Moshe brought up tablets to Shemayim. Hashem, He etches the words on the tablets similar to what He did the first time around when He was on the mountain and Hashem spoke to Him from fire and on the day of assembly, and Hashem did this again and He gave it to me. All right? Whatever this means is very, very difficult to comprehend this. What is over here in the, in, let's see over here in the Targum Pasuk Dalet, Uchasav Aluchaya Kich Sova Kadma, Hashem wrote on the tablets like the original writing, Yos Asra Piskamin, the 10 matters, the Malal Hashem Imchem, which Hashem spoke to you, Betud on the mountain, B'goy Ishasa, from within the fire, B'yoy Medikah, holiday of assembly, V'havinun Hashem Li, Hashem gave the tablets to me. Pasuk Hey, V'oifen, I turned, V'oirei Minohar, I descended the mountain, and I put the tablets in the box which I made. It was there, kasher tzivani Hashem, like Hashem commanded me. Targum, pasuk hey, v'ispinisi, I turned, unichasis, I descended, min tura, v'shavisiyos luchaya ba'aroina da'avi da'avadis, I put the tablets in the box which I made. Vavo tamon, it was there. Kimo like de fakdani, Hashem commanded me. Pasuk vav uvenei. Okay. Let me over here read over here. Asur devarim lo tigim mahei. All right. Okay. For further. Okay. Next. Pasuk vav uvenei shol nosik. That's it. That's the end of the story. That's the end of the story of the Ten Commandments. That's where the movie ends. And now we go back and we go further in the story. It says now, Pasuk Vav, Bnei Yisrael Nasu, the Bnei Yisrael Nasu, the Bnei Yisrael, they traveled. Mibeiros Bnei Yaakon Mosei, where they traveled from the Beiros. It's the name of a place. Beiros Bnei Yaakon to Moseira. Okay, so what is the place called Beiros Bnei Yaakon? The Beiros Bnei Yaakon. If I wouldn't know better, I would tell you it was Yankee Stadium. Yankee Stadium is one big pit. Bnei Yaakon, Yankee. The base Yaakov, the house that Ruth built. They traveled there. Where to? Moseira. Where's Moseira? I don't know. Sham their mace Aaron. Aaron died. Vayikover Sham. Vayichachin Elozer Bnei Tachtav. Now, Aaron died in Hor. Hohor. So why here are we calling it called Moseira? So let's see Rashi. Who took over? Who is the successor? Elazar. Fine. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "Vnei Yisrael nasu b'beres v'yakon Moseira." My inyan zelakan v'yoid. Another question Rashi asks: "V'chim b'eres v'yakon nasu l'Moseira?" Ve'eloi mi Moseira spohu l'bnei Yaakon. Just the opposite. If we go back into Chumash Bamidbar, we will learn in the Masoros it was just the opposite. They went from Moseros, they went to Bnei Yaakon. Shnema vayisumi Moseros. V'yod shon meis aroin. V'haloy aroin. V'haloy ahaloy b'har harmes. Sei v'chashoyv v'timso shmoin ha-masayis mi Moseros. So the Rashi is coming in the events now. Sei v'chashoyv v'timso shmoin ha-masayis mi Moseros l'har har. There were 8 journeys from mi Moseros l'har har. Ela avzu minatoy chocha. Oh. So Rashi was telling us of the Pshat and the Pasuk. If not for this Rashi, we would have no way to understand the Pshat and the Pasuk. This was also part of the rebuke of Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. El Shoyd Asisem Zois. You did another Avera. over here there's a narrative going on from the beginning of Chumash Devarim all the way until the end of Chumash Devarim. Every so often Moshe Rabbeinu is coming over to give Musa, to give rebuke, Musa to the Jewish people. And Moshe was telling Klal Yisrael that he made another mistake. Kishameis Aroim Harachor L'Sev Aroim Shana Nistal Konani HaKavod Yireisem Lochem Yimulchemes Melech Arod Unisatem Roish Lachzol L'Mitzrayim V'chazartem Lachareichem Shemoy Namasois Ad Bnei Yakon. You went backwards of Bnei Yaakov, and Misham you went Limo Seira. Sham there Nilchamu B'chem Bnei Levi V'hargu Mikem V'yatem Mehem. And there was a war. Ad Shechziru Aschem B'derech Chazor Aschem U'misham Chazartem HaGudgado Hu Chor HaGidgo. That's the next passage. So Rashi was telling us that there was a Maisa. What happened? They traveled from Har Sinai 8 journeys. They came to Hor HaHor. And when they came to Hor HaHor, Aaron died. When Aaron died, the Anani HaKavod departed. When the Anani HaKavod departed, it says in the passage, the Melech of Arod, he became aware that the Jewish people were vulnerable because there were no protective clouds. And they waged war against the Jewish people in the desert. And at that point in time, it says in the pasuk, parasha, I think maybe Chukas, I'm not sure, they took a vow that if Hashem, you will be with us, if you will protect us, we will donate all the spoils of the war in your honor. And Hashem listened to their prayers, and they defeated Arad, and they went further. But before all that happened, Rashi tells us there was another ma'aseh that's not written in the Torah. It's part of the Masorah. They were terrified when the Anani HaKavod departed, and they decided, let's go back to Egypt. Let's go back to Egypt. And they appointed a leader, and they traveled backwards 8 masois. And then Shevet Levi said, you're not going nowhere. You can't do this. You can't abandon us. It seems that many Shvatim, there are many tribes, went backwards. And Shevet Levi said, you can't do this. It's not proper. And there was a civil war. They chased after them, and they had a civil war, and many people died from Levi and from the Klal Yisrael. And then after the civil war was over, the survivors, they said, okay, let's go back. They realized they made a mistake, and they traveled all the way back. So that's what the pasuk is alluding to. Let me read Rashi again. I'll read Rashi over here. It says in the pasuk, V'nei shol nosu b'meris v'yakov l'imah from b'meris v'yakov mosera. That's the wrong direction. Just the opposite. They went from Mosera to Bnei Yaakov. The answer is, when they went forward, they went from Mosera to Bnei Yaakov. But now, they were going backwards. So, Ma'in in Zelikan, V'yoyed v'chim, V'yoyed Bnei Yaakov, Nosu Mosera, V'lo M'Mosera, is followed to Bnei Yaakov. Shnema v'yisim M'Mosera, V'yoyed, Shom Ha'isara, Nalei B'haro Har Meis. Sefer HaShoyf, V'timsa, the answer is, Shmei Masos M'Mosera, Shom Mosera, L'har har. So what's going on over here? Elav zumin atoychacha. This part of the rebuke. V'yoyin asisim zos. You also did the following avera. Ki shemes Aaron b'har har. When Aaron died on har har, l'sev avram shana, v'nistal kol nani akavod, and the nani akavod departed, yireisem lochem imochemes melech arad. You were terrified because of the mocham of Arad. There was a king in that region. His name was Arad. He saw that the nani akavod departed, and that you were vulnerable. And he waged war. So what did you do when he was coming to wage war? Unisatem roish lachzor lemitzrayim. So you were holding now by Hor HaHor, and you decided, let's go backwards. And you traveled backwards 8 masois until you came to a place called all the way back 8 masois. Until they came to Bnei Yaakov. And when they got to Bnei Yaakov, they went there back the last night, 7 and 8. There, Bnei Levi came back and fought a war, a civil war. What are you going back to Mitzrayim? You're not allowed to do this. And there was a war, and Bnei Levi killed from the Jewish people. And some of the people in Klal Yisrael, they killed the Bnei Levi. Ad shechziru leschem der chazat chazor aschem. Who won the war, the civil war? Levi. And now everyone decided we're going to go back and continue to travel to Eretz Yisrael. Umisham chazartem, and that's the next pasuk. Pasuk zayin, umisham nasu hagud goyda, hu chor hagid god. Okay, so that is the Hilk Rashi. He's telling us a very dark chapter in our history that is not mentioned. A very dark thing in our history that's not mentioned. I'm sure you know Rabbi Doniel Glatstein. One of his big topics, he's very into this, is Spain. He just went to Spain. It's in his book, in his Sefer. I noticed he has a chapter on this, and I heard him speak twice. I heard him speak at a program on Tisha B'Av about this, and I saw it was promoted online, a video basically where he said the same thing. And he talks about how come there's no kina to talk about the Girush Sefarad. How come there is no kina? There is no kina to talk about the tragedy of what happened in Spain. So he basically says that in Spain, it was a terrible experience.
Because Ashkenazim are basically the road to
this. I agree with you. I don't really understand what he's saying. He's saying a chiddush. He's saying basically is that a major chunk of the Jews in Spain converted willingly to Christianity. I don't know. Willingly they converted?
No, the old ones that survived should have made a kina.
Correct. I agree with you. I don't know what he's saying. I have to go back and listen to very carefully what he was saying. He was basically saying is anyone who tells you that there's something called the Golden Age of Spain is lying to you. He said it's a scam. There was no such thing as the golden era, the golden age of Spain for the Jewish people. It was a terrible, terrible tekufa where an enormous number of Jews converted to Christianity and they disappeared.
You don't know what he's talking about.
Okay.
Before Isabella was the king, when the Muslims controlled it, it was Alhambra. They were beautiful. The Jews ran the businesses, they had culture, they had libraries, of course it was a big...
All right, you're right, Mayor, I agree with you.
When he left Spain also,
Okay, right. I don't know anything. I don't know the truth. The only thing I'm trying to point out is that he did speak about some very dark events that happened in Spain where many, many Jews, he's told over these stories, some of us, these very horrible stories, where there was a dark era where people succumbed to the pressure of being killed. Al Kiddush Hashem, Inquisition, it was terrible. He went through a lot of stuff, and there were many, many Jews that just didn't want to fight, they just converted. And what happened to those Jews? I don't know what happened to those Jews. So here, in this pasuk, Rashi is telling us about a very dark event that you don't hear about. They don't tell this to the children in kindergarten about this story. They were on the way to Eretz Yisrael. It was the end of 40 years. It was already the end. You're at the finish line already. Your mamash kemat there. And all of a sudden, the Anani HaKavod, they disappear. There's no longer any shelter. And the Jews are vulnerable. And there's a king in the region. His name is Arad. And he declares war. And Klal Yisrael are terrified. And what do? A major chunk of them decide, you know, it's been 40 years since we've been in Egypt. Why don't we go back to Egypt? Let's go back to Egypt. Why not? And they all pick themselves up and they start going to Egypt. How many started going back? I don't know. It seems like a lot of people. It seems like maybe the majority. I don't know. It doesn't sound like people went back to Egypt. And it was one Shevet, Shevet Levi, Mila Hashem Elai, and they told everyone, you can't do this. We're holding here at the end of the finish line, 40 years. You can't go back to Egypt now. You can't go back. And they said, what do you mean we can't go back? We're going. And there was a civil war. And in the civil war, there were terrible casualties on both sides. Shevet Levi died, and people from Klal Yisrael died. And after all the smoke settled, Baruch Hashem, the people, the survivors, said they were chozer b'shuva, and they said, "You're right. We're going to go back, and we're going to continue to go to Eretz Yisrael." And that entire story, and it's just a horrible story. It's all alluded to, hinted to in this pasuk. In this pasuk, that it says, "Uvnei Yisrael nasu," they traveled, "Mibeiros bnei Yaakon to Mosera." What? That's the wrong order. No, we're going backwards. They went backwards on their way back to Egypt. Well, how did that happen? You know how it happened? It's because Shom, there at that time, Mes Aaron. Aaron died. Vayikover Shom. Vayichayin Elozer b'noi tachtov. That was the trigger. The Anani Yaakov disappeared. And they were in trouble. How come the Anani Yaakov did not return in the zuchus of his son Elozer? Why didn't the Anani Yaakov come back? We know that eventually the Anani Yaakov came back in the zuchus of Moshe. L'chore did come back, but not right away. Why didn't it come back in the zuchus of his son? It must be his son was not the same thing as the father. All right, that's now what is it we in the Targum? In Targum we says, Pasik Vav, Uvenei Yisrael, Nitalu, they traveled, Mibeiros Bnei Yaakon Lo'oserim Taman Dir Mis Aron V'Iskivar Taman. He was buried over there. V'Shamesh Elazar Bnei Tachtohi. What is over here in the Perush? L'Moisera. Okay, over here in the Perush of Elazar V'Chin, that's Rashi Shem Amokah Mosera V'lo Ka'imrim Shem Amokah Moser. V'Oitz Hei Shel Mosera Bob Mokah Malamed B'Tchilo Kalema L'Moser. To Moser. Very interesting. Over here he points out that, you know, you could answer the whole question. I mean, what is the name of the place? Okay, is it Brooklyn or is it Brook? What's the name of the city? Is it called Mosera? Welcome to Mosera. You get off the Brooklyn Bridge, and there's a big green sign, and it says, "Welcome to Mosera." Is that what it says on the big green sign? Or does it say, "Welcome to Moser"? No hey. Now, what is the name of the city? Is it Mosera or is it Moser? If it's really called Moser, why then is there a hey at the end of the word, the name of the city? That is a classic grammatical rule that if you want to express the term going towards a place, you put a hey at the end. So really they travel to the city of Moser. But instead of saying they traveled towards, you just say they traveled Mosera. When you put a hey at the end, it is equivalent to putting a lamed in the beginning. Is that the pshat? Or no? The name of this city is Mosera. When you go print up the sign, the big green sign, when you get off the Brooklyn Bridge, they print it up every 4 years. When there's a new mayor, they have to write who the new mayor is. Right? The sign there, they put it, it says there the name of the mayor and the commissioner. There's another name there on that sign. I don't remember who's the other name on that sign. I don't know who it is. There are two names on that sign. Next time you go on the Brooklyn Bridge, look, there are two names. One is the mayor, and then there's another person. So every time there's a new election, they have to print a new sign. They don't print a new sign. I think they just took a plate and they cover up the old whoever was underneath. I wonder if you take off all the layers, it might say Ed Koch. Okay, whatever it says there. Okay, so over here, it says over Nashal Nasu, they travel with Beres Nekon Mosera. So the Targum says, Targum of Nashal Nitalu Mibiris Nekon Limosera. So you see, the Targum is very clever. The Targum adds the Lamed and the letter Hey to indicate that the name of the city is called Mosera. Because if the name of the city was Moser, it would be sufficient to say Le Moser. The fact that it says Le Mosera, you have two letters, the Lamed and the Hey. It's telling you that it's part of the name. Okay, Pasuk Zayin. Misham nasu ha good goido min ha good goido yot vasa. They went to good goido. Umin ha good goido yot vasa. Eretz, a land, nachale moyim. We're coming out to the edge of Eretz Yisrael, and this is a land which streams of water. Rashi pasuk zayin. Umin ha good goido uve mosero asisem evel kaved al misasa shel aron. In good goido, they mourned a very great mourning for Aaron. Shagorma lochem zois, v'nidme lochem kilu meisham. It was as if Aaron died there. V'samach Moshe teichachazu l'shviras haluchos. Why is this event, the death of Aaron, and their lack of confidence in their ability to survive because the Anani HaKavod disappeared? Why is this juxtaposed to the story of the Luchos? Why are we putting these two concepts together? So Rashi says in Masera, V'nidma, V'samach Moshe Techachzul B'Shivyas HaLuchos, Lo'ema Shekoshem Yisazen Shal Tzadik V'Ufnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Kiyom Shenishtabu Boi HaLuchos. The teacher of Chiddush, Shivyas HaLuchos, Misa Tzadikim, is Shokel Keneged, B'Shivyas HaLuchos. When Klal Yisrael said, let us appoint a leader and let us return to Egypt, this Avera is equivalent to making an Egel. Because the story of the Shviras HaLuchos only came about because they made the Egel. It's an incredible Rashi. Rashi over here is revealing incredible things. Is that the day when Klal Yisrael decided to go back to Egypt, it's equivalent, the chait of the Averi is so great, like they made the Egel. And the fact that Aaron died is Shakul Keneged Shviras HaLuchos. We have the Egel and the Shviras HaLuchos being juxtaposed over here to this event, Misas Aaron and their Avera. Now let's see Rashi, let's see the Targum very quickly, we're on time. Targum says, Mitamon in Talu, they travel to good goid, umin good goid into good goid. Oh, you see over here, here is very interesting. Here it says, good goida, umin ha good goida. It was not called good goida. There is no hay. The name of the city is good goid. So it's li good goid. The hay is there as towards. Umin good goid, li yotvas. Same thing, li yotvas, li yotvas. The hay is in the place of a lamet. To Yotvas, Ara, a land, Nogda. What does it mean, the word Nogda? Nogda, we have to see, Nachlin Dimayon, streams of water. Over here in the commentator, on the side of the page, he writes, Liyotvas, Yesh Makshim Shemunkulus, Masha Shem, Mokum Yotvas, Mokum Hesh, Mila, Islam, if I shall hear Midbar, we have to be Yotvas, Masha, Isay, Helim Shave. First of all, he writes over here in the commentary that this is not so pashut. Is the name of the place called Yotvas, or is it called Yotvasa? Is it called Good Goid, or is it called Good Goida? So the Targum over here seems to be indicating that its real name is called Yotvas and Good Goid, and that he just points out is not so simple. The next thing he says over here is Nogda Mosheches. The word Nogda means it flows. Now notice here, it does not say in the pasuk that the land flows with streams of water. The Targum has added a word into the pasuk that it does not say. The Targum added the word Nogda, a land that flows with streams of water. Why did the Targum do that? Mila zuhi oy safa aloshan akasim. V'chem v'tzim aloshan amagmara. Good. Goid or your goid. Okay, he doesn't tell us why. The commentator here, at least the commentator, makes that point. I would learn with you, I would never ever know these things. It's really amazing. The Targum is such a rich commentator on the Psukim, and there's so many amazing things that lie in the Targum. And the first thing you got to point out is, what did the Targum add to the Pasuk that it does not say? And whatever it's adding is a major statement which needs to be discussed and analyzed. All right, we're going to stop over here. Thank you so much for coming and learning with me. Mr. and Ms. Glatter, Mayor Appeldorf. Yes.
I have another question. What was the purpose of Hashem bringing Moshe Rabbeinu the second time up to Shemayim? What was the purpose?
What was the
purpose? Did he have a product to sell to Moshe, or did he have a product to sell to Bnei Yisrael?
I think both.
If you have a product to sell, wouldn't you be better off going directly to Moshe without inviting him up?
Well, why don't we ask the question for the first Luchas? You could ask the same question for the first Luchas. When Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the first Luchas, Moshe went to Shemayim to get the first Luchas, the same thing. And then Moshe came down and he shattered them. Whatever question you can ask for the second Luchas, you can ask for the first Luchas. Why did Moshe have to go to Shemayim to get the first Luchas? Moshe came down with the first Luchas after 40 days. Matan Torah was only 3 hours. The whole Matan Torah took 3 hours. We say in the Hoshanas, Hoshana, Shalosh, Shaois, Hoshana. There are many interpretations as to what that means. One of them is that save us in the Zuchus of Matan Torah. Matan Torah was 3 hours. From 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. That was Matan Torah. So after Matan Torah was over, what happened next? Moshe went to Shemayim for 40 days. That's a lot of time. That's not a lot more than 3 hours. And he stood up there for 40, and he came down with the Luchas. And then he shattered them. And then he went back up for the second edition. And the Farshim explained is that when Moshe went up to Shemayim the second time, Hashem had to retrain him. It's a completely different approach to understand the Torah. Ayin panim l'Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu got the first Luchas, Hashem taught him with one approach, because Klal Yisrael were on a very high level of spirituality. When he went up to Shemayim the second time, it was with a different approach, a different directive. Things are different now. He had to be completely retrained. All right. Okay, we'll stop here, okay?
Thank you very much.
My greatest pleasure.